Well, this is National Women's Health Week, and Michigan's Democrats are focusing on women's health. They've unveiled a package of bills designed to address a wide range of women's health issues. Among the proposals, explaining and then offering emergency contraception to rape victims, offering age-appropriate sex education in public schools, and requiring doctors to give women detailed information on their breast density, which is important in the results of a mammogram. Joining me to explain just why Democrats are pushing these measures is Marcia Hovey Wright. She's the Democratic representative for the 92nd District in Muskegon County, and she joins us from her office in Lansing. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell us, what health issues are Democrats really trying to address through these four bills and three resolutions?
Well, we have experienced a lot of bills, particularly in lame duck, that significantly interfere with a woman's access to health care, particularly around reproductive health. So this is an effort to reestablish and put it out there that women's access to health is very important, not just to women, but to their families.
I'm kind of curious about your thoughts, Representative, just in terms, going a little deeper of what you've touched on, about how you see lawmakers dealing with these issues over the past year in Lansing. We've had controversial abortion legislation, and of course, had the issue of a female legislator being censured for saying the word vagina on the chamber floor.
Right.
In your opinion, what is the feeling at the Capitol about women's health? I know House Minority Leader Grimal has suggested women's health care is under attack in Michigan. What more would you like to say about that?
Well, it's surprising to me that women on the other side, on the Republican side, are following this path of supporting bills that really interfere with their rights as women. And access to reproductive health care has been fought since the 70s. I've been involved in it since then myself. And we thought we won that battle. And to go backwards is just appalling.
I'm wondering, Representative, what would you say to those who say, wait a minute, government doesn't belong in our bedrooms or in the area of sex or sex education or availability of contraceptives? It's just not something government should be doing.
Well, I totally agree with that. And it's what we've seen is people on the other side, on the Republican side, say we don't want government involved in things, but we want it involved in this.
Okay.
And it's not consistent.
But doesn't this package also have government push into the areas of sex education and contraception availability? And doesn't this Democratic package also go there?
Well, you know, in the past, I was a school social worker, you know, before I did this. And sex at that time, the only thing that kids could learn about was abstaining, abstention. And they couldn't learn about birth control through their sex ed classes. You know, so that was regulated. We're just trying to give both sides, you know, give, you know, the whole picture, give information that is useful to them and deals with their situation. I mean, obviously, you know, birth control information is not part of an elementary sex education class, but dealing with the changes in their bodies would be. So, you know, that's what we mean by age appropriate. The problem is that government has interfered in the past, and we're just trying to kind of even the playing field.
Well, with a GOP-controlled House and Senate, what do you feel are the realistic chances of this package with these four bills and three resolutions being passed?
Well, I would hope that reason and common sense would prevail, but unfortunately we haven't seen that. So, you know, we're not going to give up. We will try to get support from the Republicans for these bills. Never say never.
Representative Marcia Hovey Wright's been speaking to us from Lansing, the Democratic representative for the 92nd District. Thanks for talking with us today, Representative.
Thank you.